Thank you. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of Son Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Bless his holy name. wonderful order, mercifully grant that as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may also help and defend us here on earth. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Old Testament reading for the feast of St. Michael and all angels is from Daniel, chapters 10 and 12. And behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright. For now I have been sent to you, and when he had spoken these words to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humble yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia understood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia, and came to him, make him understand what is to happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision is for the days yet to come. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince, who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never been since there was a nation until that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who was called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accused them day and night before our God. And they came, and they had conquered him by the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of his testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore, rejoice, O heaven, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows his time is short. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And tries to bring the light.
Put him in the midst of them and said, Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin. For it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Church. I acknowledge one death.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not all saints are human. In fact, there are legions of non-human saints that are part of the Lord's created universe that is invisible, as we confess in the Nicene Creed. Today, we praise and give thanks to God for the work of one such non-human saint, Saint Michael the Archangel, as well as for the service of all the holy angels who serve the Lord God before his face. Holy messengers sent by God to proclaim the word of God to men in extraordinary circumstances, as well as guardians who carry out the blessed Lord's unseen and ongoing work in protecting us, his children, from harm and from the attacks of the evil one. Since the fall in Eden, the human race has been caught in the crossfire between the Father who loves them and the devil who seeks their destruction. As Dr. Luther once pointed out, it is a great blessing to us that much of the carnage of this warfare is unseen by us, that we are blissfully unaware of the spiritual battle waging between the Lord's hosts under the command of the archangel and the diabolical hordes in the service of Satan. And while we are kept from seeing this reality of this spiritual battle that continues to take place for our own protection and well-being, it is reality nonetheless. Still, talk of angels and demons may embarrass even many Christians today. But our Lord himself speaks of the fact that in heaven, angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. And these angels are watching over the little ones who believe in him. Our Lord's ministry involves healing the sick, raising the dead, preaching the gospel, and exorcising demons, which are all parts of the same work of undermining the destruction of the devil in order to bring mankind back to paradise. In our small catechism, Dr. Luther implores us to pray for angelic protection twice a day in order to befuddle the power of Satan in tormenting us. Angels are real. So are demons, fallen angels. This is not the stuff of fairy tales or wishful thinking. God's inspired, inerrant, infallible word assures us of these created beings called angels. But the biblical revelation of angels who are engaged in vicious warfare and all-out battle for the bodies and souls of the Lord's creatures is hardly the stuff of the popular culture, in which angels are bare-bottomed babies or fair-skinned girls with fairy wings. Traditional art, by contrast, reflects the biblical imagery of the warrior spirit, manly without being man, masculine without being carnal, wielding a sword not for personal gain or glory, but rather in the eternal service of the Most Holy Trinity. Do not believe what they tell you angels are. Believe what God tells you angels are. But Saint Michael and all the holy angels, even though they are a fearsome sight, and every time a sinner comes into contact with an angel in the Bible, the sinner is scared out of his mind, for they are holy and we are not this side of heaven, still, they are not our masters. For even the Apostle Saint John was rebuked for kneeling and worshiping the angel who gave him the book of Revelation. Rather, these heroic spirits are our servants, our ministers. It is man, who was created a little lower than the angels, that is ultimately given dominion over the angels. For our Lord Jesus Christ is a man, whose humanity is not diminished by his divinity, and it is before this man that the angels kneel to worship. For the holy angels are not an army unto themselves, but an army under a commander who is the valiant one, our Lord Jesus, of Sabaoth, Lord, as we sing, which means Lord of the heavenly hosts. What a joy and a blessing that our Lord himself fights for us. And even though one of our race, a human, the crucified and risen God-man Jesus Christ, has defeated the devil, what comfort it is that we still enjoy the protection of his armies of watchers and holy ones who do his bidding in keeping us from danger and holding Satan at bay. For the devil is indeed at the top of the list of those whom our Lord warns, and not merely warns, but prophesies against when he says, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. As the Lord reveals in his word, Satan is to be drowned in a lake of fire, from which he will never be able to torment, possess, tempt, lure, accuse, or trick mankind again. His fate is sealed. And yet, until that time, life in this fallen world is no child's play. We are at war, dear brothers and sisters, desperate hand-to-hand combat with the forces of evil. The devil bares his teeth as a ravenous lion seeking to devour us. Death and darkness surround us. The grave mocks us. Satan leers at us. We are badgered and harried, but it is all a show and a sham, dear friends. Satan tells us that we are unworthy and that he has defeated us. He bids us to sin and to turn our backs on God. But listen again, dear baptized Christians, to the mighty word of God. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found in heaven for them any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast with him. Satan is a deceiver who deceives the whole world. He is a liar. Indeed, he is the father of lies. So what does it mean when the chief liar himself tries to convince you that you are unworthy of the gospel and that you are in his grip? It is just another worthless, formless lie, dear friends. But it is also a dangerous lie. So be careful, beloved. For the devil always mixes in some truth with his lies. He will point you to your sins in his attempt to convince you that you are unworthy of the gospel revealed in Jesus. He will remind you of the anger and the lust and the greed and the deceit that you have harbored in your hearts, along with the deeds your sinful heart has prompted you to commit. Remember when you did that really bad thing? The devil will remind you of your sins. And he is right. You have sinned. You still sin daily and much. You deserve God's temporal and eternal wrath and punishment as you rightly confess each week. Your defense against the devil is not to deny the claims he makes against you that you are a sinner and not worthy of the gospel, but to point the devil to Jesus. He is your defense. As Dr. Luther taught, when the devil attacks you on account of your sins, trying to convince you that you are not good enough, that you are unworthy of salvation, you tell him, "You are right, devil. I am a sinner. I don't deserve salvation, but Jesus Christ is my Lord. He lived the perfect life in my place and died on the cross for all of my sins. I belong to him. If you have a beef with me, you take it up with Jesus. And you can stifle the devil's accusations against you with such bold confidence, dear friends, because you were baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You were marked with the seal and the sign of the Holy Cross, the most repugnant reminder of Satan's humiliating and skull-crushing defeat. That is, by the way, another reason to make the sign of the Holy Cross upon yourself. It's not just for tradition's sake, and good Lord, it's not just for something Roman Catholics to do. It is rather to remind yourself, others, and especially the devil and his minions, that you, having received the sign of the Holy Cross upon your heart and upon your forehead in holy baptism, belong to Jesus. It is a slap in the devil's face. Every time you make the sign of the Holy Cross, the demons go scurrying away. It is, after all, dear friends, in holy baptism that you renounce the devil and all his ways, that he is exorcised out of you, and that you are freely given and filled with the Holy Spirit to believe the word of the Lord. And it matters not whether you are an infant or an adult, for the power to believe is not something you muster up within yourself, but a gift bestowed. And that same gift is sustained in you as you continue to hear the word of the Lord Jesus himself declaring you to be worthy, to be forgiven, to be in communion with him, not merely spiritually, but even in the flesh. For your body is mingled with the body of Jesus, and your blood is mingled with his blood, the blood of the New Testament, which you receive from the chalice in the Most Holy Supper, the testament that bespeaks you worthy over and against the pathetic, empty lies of Satan, the demoted angel, whose time is short. And try as he might, the dragon can't harm us, can't devour us, and can't force us away from our good shepherd. The Lord has assigned unseen legions of angels to beat back the devil's minions. The Archangel Michael's name itself is a war cry of victory over the devil, as it actually is a rhetorical question: who is like the Lord? That's what Michael means. And St. Michael takes up his sword and, under the command of the Lord himself, hurls this mocking question back in the face of the mocker himself. For the answer is nothing but defeat for the devil. Jesus himself tells us that we are like the Lord, created in the very image of God. And our Lord Jesus himself is the image, the icon of God's righteousness made flesh for us, removing all of our sins and bodily interposing himself at the cross and at the altar between us and the wicked intentions of the evil one. Indeed, dear friends, there is an invisible world, a dimension we are not permitted to see. Some of us, no doubt, have entertained angels unawares, as the author of the book of Hebrews reveals. We are without doubt protected by ministering spirits who face the Lord himself in heaven, as the Lord tells us. As we in the Lord's kingdom are those who have become like little children, whose weakness and helplessness are not liabilities, but actually strength. For when we are led by the Holy Spirit to think less of ourselves, to not look to ourselves for strength and salvation, but always to think upon Jesus and to look to him as our only source in salvation, then, when we are weak, we are strong. For in our weakness, the Lord dispatches angels and archangels who are with us, who worship with us, and with whom we pray and praise and sing. And though they are unseen to us, and although they, and not we, see the face of the Father, they are our comrades under arms, these stars of the morning so gloriously bright, angelic hosts battling for right. They are our protectors under the command of the Lord and under the watchful eye of Saint Michael the Archangel, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of God's people. And by the protection the Lord renders through his warriors, the Lord himself promises that his people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book of life. Your name has been written in that book of life by the blood of Jesus, the blood that covers you, the blood you receive here in the divine service. And though our guardians are of the invisible realm, we have the assurance of the word of God that they are indeed present in the Lord's service to deliver us from evil as we pray. Thus, it is good to follow Dr. Luther's advice and encouragement and the saints throughout all the ages, and to get up every morning and to conclude every day by praying, Lord, let your holy angel be with us, that the evil foe may have no power over us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
faithfulness to Christ, our great high priest, that in all things we may bear witness to him and his loving kindness. Let us pray to the Lord. For faithful Christians here and scattered throughout the world, especially for Pastor Youssef in Iran, and for Pastor Kine, the congregation and students at University Lutheran Chapel, that God would embolden them to make the good confession, even in the midst of persecution. Let us pray to the Lord. For those men whom our Lord has called and ordained to serve in the office of the Holy Ministry, including Matthew, our synodical president, David, our district president, Paul, our circuit counselor, Thomas, our pastor, and all pastors in Christ, as well as those who teach and prepare men for such service in our universities and seminaries, and for those being prepared, including Vicar Justin Hesterman, whom our beloved Ladies Guild supports, and for all faithful missionary endeavors, including Issues, etc., the Siberian Lutheran Mission Society, Lutherans in Africa, Lutheran Heritage Foundation, LCMS World Relief and Human Care, Philadelphia, and Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries, that God would give them, all these servants, humble hearts to serve his people and proclaim the truth of his word. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of our nation, including Barack, our president, the members of Congress and the judiciary, and all who serve at the local level, that they would carry out their duties with integrity of heart and not for personal gain, and for our military personnel, including Matt Boffman, Stephanie Bridges, Derek Brown, Dustin Majewski, Johnny Peace, and April Rouser, that they would serve with integrity and honor. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all orphans, that they would be given a safe place in which to grow and thrive, and for kind and generous couples who will open their hearts to give them permanent homes through adoption, and for all who are homeless or underemployed or unemployed, that our Lord would provide for them through mercy, through the mercy, compassion, and generosity of his people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, shut-in, and suffering, especially for those who have requested our prayers, including Ralph Bolt, Joan Birch, Connie Cook, Marion Greening, Vivian Strom, Dick Weiser, Bruce Bebo, Donna Bebo, Charlotte Darty, Joyce Kohler, Ella Shaw, Dorothy Weiser, Mary Jacquelet, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Eric Lovejoy, Jessica Updegraff, Scott McCollum, Joan Martins, Landon Culp, Connie Glazer, Charles Shaw, Christy Truesdell, Margaret Duby, Lloyd and Lyle Duby, Maxine Cole, Leona Landshaw Eargood, Phil Warsaw, and Lee G. And for those who mourn, including the family of Ed Norton, whose sister Becky, brother-in-law Henry, and nephew Joshua were tragically killed in a car accident last week, and for 7-year-old Amy, who is still hospitalized in critical condition, that God would grant patience in times of trial, healing as he so wills, and comfort with death when death draws near or occurs. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who commune this day at the Lord's holy altar, that they may find peace and life as they eat the Lord's life-giving body and drink his death-defying blood. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the saints who have gone before us, and for Saint Michael the Archangel, and for all the holy angels, whom our Lord has created to serve and protect us, let us give thanks and praise to God, that we may look forward with sure confidence to the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, where we will dwell with all the saints and angels in our Lord's kingdom, which has no end. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Grant our petitions, O Lord, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, your majesty is praised by all the holy angels and celebrated with one accord by the heavens and all the powers therein. The cherubim and seraphim sing your praise, and with them we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
very body of Christ given for you. The very blood of Christ shed for you. The very body of Christ given 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 for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. Very body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. Amen. Lexi, the Lord bless and keep you until he brings you to the waters of holy baptism. The very body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
given through me. The very body of Christ.
Thank you.
precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Countenance upon you and give you peace.